So we are now within the Shloshim Yom, the 30 days before Pesach, where there is a mitzvah of Shol Medarshim. So therefore, there is a machlokes whether this halacha Shloshim Yom applies only to Pesach or all Yom Tovim. Is it that before every Yom Tov you have to start planning 30 days in advance? Or is it only Pesach? Pesach is particularly confusing. There's so much Shulchan Aruch to do, so much work to do around the house, that if you wait until the last minute to prepare for Pesach, you probably won't have any happy ending, even if you're going away. So, Kal v'chomer if not. So, however, I wanted to discuss a topic that is more broad. It doesn't just apply to Pesach, it applies to all of the Yom Tovim. That is the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. The Chumash tells us, Shalosh pa'amim ba'ashono yira el kol zuchor cho es p'nei Hashem alokecha ba'makom asher yivchar b'chag ha-matzos b'chag ha-shvuos b'chag ha-sukos lo yira p'nei Hashem reikam. That there is a mitzvah alil regal, it's a din d'oraisa, it's a pasuk that every one of the three regalim, sukos, pesach, shvuos, not necessarily in that order, there is a mitzvah to go to the Mokom HaMikdash, to liros l'hera os, to see the Shechina, for the Shechina to see you. And that mitzvah comes, lo yeres p'nei Hashem reikam, you're not supposed to come empty-handed, you're going to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should bring a little something with you, meaning a carbon. The Rambam codifies the law in Hilchus Chagiga, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and he says, Shalosh mitzvos asei nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regel, mishalosh regolim ve'elu heim. Now in all of the three regolim, there is three distinct mitzvahs that a person is supposed to do. One hari'iyah, ones you got to be in it to win it. You got to show up. You got to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Shenema yira'el kol zechor cha. Vehachagiga, next to the korban chagiga, you have to bring. Shenema tachul l'Hashem alkecha v'asimcha shenema v'samachta b'chagecha. These are the three mitzvahs every time. Hari'iyah hamur b'torah who he shenir b'hanu v'azar b'yom tov rishon shalchad. The mitzvahs re'iyahs on the first day of Yontif, you're supposed to be at the Mokom HaMikdash, you're supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yavi imo karban ola o min ov o min bein min behema. You have to bring with you a karban ola, it could be an animal, it could be a bird, but something you have to bring. Misha bola azara b'yom rishon v'lo hovi ola v'odayo shalo asa mitzvahs ase elo over alos ase. In the event that you show up without a karban, not only aren't you Mekayim the Aseh of Re'iyah, but also you're over in Aveira of showing up without the carbon. Shinema lo yeru p'nai reikam. Vein aloka rav zesher elo osa maisa. On a technicality, you don't get a malchus for showing up without a carbon because it's a rav shein bo maisa. There's nothing active here. It's a passive showing up without something that's passive. The Minchas Chinuch points out a very important point for us. That if you look at the Rambam, what was the Rambam's lashon? The Rambam's lashon is not only don't you get a mitzvah asay, but you also get a los asay. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Torah Evin, which says, I would have thought perhaps the exact opposite. There is a mitzvah of Re'iyah, of Aliyah L'Regel, that I have to show up at the Beis HaMikdash. That is a positive commandment. That is number one. Second, there is a negative commandment. If I show up without the carbon, I get an Aveira. However, I might have thought that if I show up without a carbon, even though I get an Aveira, I still also get a mitzvah. On the one hand, I came. Right? If someone doesn't come, so obviously he doesn't violate Lo Yer Panei Rekam, but he also doesn't get the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, he didn't Re'iyah. I would have thought, if you show up, yes, you get the Aveira, but you also get the mitzvah. Look at the Lashon HaRambam, he seems not them. He says, not only don't you get the mitzvah, that's assumed that you're not getting the mitzvah, but beyond that, you're also getting an Aveira. So the Rambam is defining the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel as going to the Beis HaMikdash with a korban. So if you show up without a korban, again, not only you get the Aveira of showing up without a karmen, but you did not, we're not even Mekayim the mitzvah. Now that's of course very important, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we unfortunately, as of now, cannot bring a karmen with us. We are very hopeful that by the time Pesach rolls around, this will have changed. But as it stands now, and as it has stood for approximately the last 6,000 regalim, we have not been able to bring a carbon. So according to the Rambam, what if I do go to the Bokum HaMikdash nowadays? So not only is that an Avera for showing up without a carbon, one would seem, but you're not even Mekayim the Mitzvah Sase. Now that's an important note. Why? Said, because one could argue Bizman Hazeh, the Lo Sase doesn't apply anymore. Why? Because the Lo Sase's don't show up without a carbon. But what if I would show up with a carbon? I walk up, I have a sheep with me. Now what? Mayir Vachta? So I have a sheep, I can't bring a carbon, I'm an onus. So to say that I'm over the Avera nowadays, Lo Yeru Panay Reikom, it's hard to say. I did whatever I could do, right? Obviously, maybe I could have done a little bit more to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I could have been a better person. But that's a little bit more global than you want to look at. I did what I could do regarding this mitzvah. Therefore, I shouldn't get the Avera. So therefore, if one would say that the mitzvahs were unrelated, that the mitzvahs asay of Re'iyah is showing up, and the Los Asay is not bringing the carbon, so one could argue, probably quite well, Bizman Hazeh, a person should do it. Because you get the mitzvahs asay of showing up, and you don't get the Los Asay because you're a onus. However, according to the Rambam's formulation, that the mitzvahs asay involves bringing the carbon, so at this point there's no upside anymore. Not only, okay, maybe I'm an onus, I won't get the aver, but where's the mitzvah? The mitzvah isn't just showing up, the mitzvah is showing up with a korban. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Torah Evin, that according to the Rambam at least, it would seem that there's no sense in Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh. If you cannot bring a korban, you cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah. Period, end of discussion. The Torah Evin himself is not totally convinced that the Rambam is right. He says he himself doesn't know where the Rambam gets this from. There's no Gemara that necessarily indicates that this is true. So he said it could be something else. It could be that, though, what's the issue? The issue is what's called a mitzvah baba avera. We know from many times throughout Shas that if a person does an avera in order to mekayim a mitzvah, that's not a good thing. I don't have a lulav and esrog, so I knock you off and I take your lulav and esrog and I shake it. So we don't encourage it. Say that on the record. But beyond that, I'll also point out that with a mitzvah above aver, we say it's not a mitzvah. Not only was stealing your lulav and esrog a bad thing to do, but besides that, you're not mekayim mitzvah's lulav and the lulav of gezula. And an esrog gezula. If you steal something and then you try to use it, right? Question about matzah. Matzah gezula. What if I steal my matzah? Etc. So there's a famous machokes. So when we say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, is that midoraisa or midorabanan? So if we say midoraisa, according to the Torah, if you do an avera, you don't get the mitzvah. So that's where the Rambam comes from. This isn't any special rule by a lila regel. This is a general rule that whenever you do an avera in performance of mitzvah, you don't get the mitzvah either. So too, if you're over lo yeru panai reikom, if you show up without the carbon, so too, you don't get the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel either. So the Minchas Chinuch leaves it like that. And it would seem, though, based on this idea of the Rambam, that should be basically the end of it. There's nothing more to talk about. Once you define the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel as a mitzvah that involves bringing a carbon, unfortunately, we have not been able to do this mitzvah in a long time, and as it stands right now, things have not changed for this coming Pesach either. However, if you look at other Rishonim, there definitely seems to be other opinions on the matter. An interesting quote in the Urayim, very few people really have no idea where they came from, but it's very useful nonetheless. Number 4 on your Makara sheet, Kasher Yavor Liros Tzrichim Lasot Tzedakah or Karbon. When you make Aliyah L'Regel, there's two options. You can either give tzedakah or bring a carbon. Now, Baruch Hashem, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, we've been zochet to many poor people. So that being the case, according to the Urayim, no problem. You show up and give tzedakah, that's it. You're not over that iser. Niksiv lo yor panai reikam, v'tani b'sifrei reikam minat tzedakah. based on the Sifrei, which says Lo Yira'u Panai Reikom, does not just mean the literal shouldn't be Reikom as we understand it without a carbon in hand, but rather he says Reikom without bringing tzedakah is an option as well. Yireim is a very much a dasa yachid, but if we would follow, it would be very helpful. Similarly, there seems to be other Rishonim which, without saying it flat out, seem to be indicating that there remains a mitzvah to Yom Hazeh. The famous Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah says, Einayach Yonim, Ma Yonah, says that we are, B'nai Yisrael, Nifshul Yonah, we're like a dove. How so? Ma Yonah zo afal pi, She'at notel gozlea mitachtel, Ein manecha shokhar olam, just like a Yonah. This, the Medrash says it, it must be true, I have no way of confirming it. In the event that you take its chicks out of the nest, it still returns to the nest. So too, Kach Yisrael, Af Mishachor Beis HaMikdash Lo Batlu Shalosh Regolim Bashana. So too, even though there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash, we still keep the Shalosh Regolim. Now, the Medrash is not exactly saying what we wanted to say, necessarily. Right? One could read the Medrash saying, Lo Batlu Shalosh Regolim, meaning we still sit in Sukkah, right, we still eat matzah, we still eat blintzes on the Shavuos, we still keep the major mitzvahs. That could be what it's referring to. But another simple reading, it's, even though if that was the case, what would it necessarily be related to the fact that the Beis HaMikdash isn't there anymore? So the fact that the Medrash says that even though the Beis HaMikdash isn't there anymore, we still keep the Shalosh Regalim, that indicates what? Aliyah L'Rego. A lot of people say the simple understanding is that even though the Beis HaMikdash isn't there, we keep on coming back. Similarly, the Ran. So the Ran lived well over 1,000 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Asked the following interesting question, which we'll get back to a little bit later. So there are different halachas as to when we start saying the same Talmud Matal of Racha. Here in Chutz Laretz, we started on the great Jewish date of December 4th. Worthy of a discussion how we got there. But for some reason, December 4th is the magic date we started. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not that way. When do they start it? Zayin Cheshvan. Why Zayin Cheshvan? Right? The reason we start on Zayin Cheshvan is because that we wanted to raid in Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible after Sukkot. However, it wouldn't be nice. People come from Bavel to do Aliyah L'Rego. If we're going to start praying for rain, it's going to rain on their parade the whole way home. So we give them a little time, we give them 2 weeks or so to get home, and then we start. So the Ran says, that's fine, but no more Aliyah L'Rego. That all made sense as long as there's Aliyah L'Rego. Now that there's no more Aliyah L'Rego, logically, we should start saying the same Talmud Matal of Racha on Simchas Torah. Right? We don't, as soon as we get out of the Sukkah, let's start right away. So what? How does the Ran answer this question? Number 6. So Gamka Hayom Nogim Liyasaseh Mikol Suyos Eretz Yisrael Lagos Yerushalayim. Said no. Ad Yom Hazeh we still do it. Mishum Kach Nogu Lidcho Shiros Tavu Motem Detfila Ad Lezayin Mar Cheshvan. He said no. That in Eretz Yisrael Ad Yom Hazeh everybody from Tzfat, from Tel Aviv, from Meirat, from all over still goes and does Aliyah L'Rego. Even though there are no more Kabbonos, etc., he said, historically, people still descended upon Yerushalayim, and they still had to get home. So that's why it stays that way. So the indication is that the mitzvah still applies to a certain extent, that even though the Rambam has his lomdus, that shouldn't apply anymore, the Ran is saying, that's fine that you feel like that, Mr. Rambam, but look, people are still making Aliyah L'Rego. The minhag of Eretz Yisrael is still to do it. Truth be told, if one would just look at the sources, it would seem that the Rambam is right. There are at least two Gemaras that indicate that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego went with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. One is a famous Gemara in Gittin. I think we're doing it next year. There is a Pila Evelor in Gittin. The first Perek Gittin starts with a very long Machlokes. Rabba versus Rava. B'alefonei nechtam. It's a little bit of a complex case that in the event someone's divorcing his wife, Ali Dei Shliach. So when a person gives over a divorce, so it happens to be true by marriage also. They don't have to be under the chuppah together. I can send a shriach to marry a woman for me. She can send a shriach to accept. What's going to be with the pictures? Obviously, Rishonim wouldn't deal with this at length. It's a major issue. You know, having her picture with some guy saying, don't worry, he's the shriach. It was really me. It's difficult. It's difficult. So, but there aren't as many pictures out of get. So therefore, oftentimes, the minhag happens to be, I think that a very high percentage of gittin nowadays are done ayidei shliach. Either because he's in Los Angeles and she's in New York, or they're both in next rooms but they don't want to see each other's face. More likely, oftentimes we do it ayidei shliach. And so therefore, the husband tells the sofer, I'd like you to write a get for my wife. He writes the get, and then he gives it over. The husband gives it over to the shliach and says, I'd like you to deliver this. And when the shliach delivers it, he has to testify, b'fonai nechtam, b'fonai nechtam. That, in fact, I was there, I watched it being written, I watched it being signed, I testify to the validity of this get. Now the Gemara says that depending, you only have to do that if there's a certain distance that it travels. Right? If the woman on her own can't find the Edim, then it's a problem. So, the Gemara discusses, what about within Eretz Yisrael, outside Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, within Eretz Yisrael you don't have to do it. Why not? So it explains, because people always show up together. People see each other. It's not such a big area. So the Gemara says, that was fine as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash. But now that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, what can you argue? What's the underlying logic of this argument? As long as there was a Beis HaMikdash and everyone made Aliyah L'Regel, so even if you live in Metula and I live in Be'er Sheva, we'll meet in Yerushalayim, because we're all going to get together every few months. That was as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash, but nowadays the logic doesn't apply anymore. Meaning that the underlying assumption of the Gemara is that once there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash, people don't go to Yerushalayim anymore. There's no more Aliyah L'Regel. Which would indicate, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel went out together with the Churban HaMikdash. Similarly, the Gemara in Tainus has the same idea. Look at number 8, L'Didhu Nami. Yisrael Aliyah L'Regel. Aye, aren't there going people get together for Aliyah L'Regel? Yeah, you're right, but this is talking about when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Again, the connection is no Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara is assuming, equals no Olei Regel. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in the Darim that points not that way. What does Gemara say? Tanya quotes a Braisa, Maisa Bodamecha, Shehidiras Ishto Milavos Regel. A guy says to his wife, you're not allowed to do Aliyah L'Regel. Vavral Daitav also regel. She doesn't listen to him. Above of Rav Yossi. He went to Rav Yossi and said, what are we going to do now? Amelo, v'ilo ha'isa yodea sho veris al daitcho vavral regel. Klum ha'daito? So listen, Mr. Husband, if you knew she wasn't going to listen to you, would you have made such an error? So he says, Amelo, lo, v'iti Rav Yossi. He said, okay, I want them. So Rav Yossi, we shouldn't point out, lived after the Churban. And still this was going on. The assumption being that even after the Churban, people were, he told her you're not allowed to make Aliyah L'Regel, she did it. So how does that work out with the other Gemaras? So the Pirush Haran, this isn't the run in the back, in the Dharma there's an run on the side, says, Hayu Olim L'Regel, Te'ich Lishmo Es Hadrasha. So he says, no, the answer is that there wasn't technically a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, but everyone went to, like Bismar Azeh, lots of people go to Yerushalayim for the Regalim. Is it because it's a mitzvah? No, just everyone gets together there. They all get together, and there are drushes. The women would also go to Chavad HaTorah. Obviously, a difference between hearing the drushes and just showing up to show Chavad HaTorah, the rush is separating. But the rush says it's not a stira, that the bottom line is that the real mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel went out. Now, there's another very important machlokes, which is underlying all this. And that is the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin as to whether there's any kedushas makom hamikdash bizman hazeh. Is the Shechina still there? Why do we make Aliyah L'Regel? to visit the Shechina. So once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, does the Shechina remain? So the Rambam famously says that even though there's a discussion about Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shniya, which Kedusha remains, is there any Kedusha Bizman HaZeh in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam said this Machlokas is for the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Machlokas for Shemitah and the like. However, Kedushas HaMikdash, the Makom HaShechina, the Shechina never leaves. And therefore, the Shechina resides in the Makom HaMikdash. That's even after the Churban. The Ravid famously disagrees. The Ravid said the Rambam, number 11, if you'd like to look at it inside, Rambam's number 12, the Ravid says that Bizman HaZeh, he doesn't know where the Rambam came up with the Shechiyuch from, he made it up on his own. If there's no Kedusha in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedusha as well in the Makom HaMikdash, he doesn't think there's any Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash. So interestingly, according to the Ravid, Bizman HaZeh, someone could walk up onto the Temple Mount, walk around without a problem. Because as far as he's concerned, there's no Kedusha there. Yes, there was a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and yes, there was a time that there was Kedusha. The Ravid says that Bizman HaZeh, though, unfortunately, as the Beis HaMikdash went, so did the Kedusha go. So according to the Ravid, obviously, there's nothing to talk about. Shechina is not there, there's no one to visit. However, the Rambam disagrees, and I think we follow the Rambam. I think the minhag of Kal Yisrael is not to go up on the Makom HaMikdash. Even the people who do go up, controversial, they go to the mikveh beforehand. You know, they do what they can to get rid of what tumah they have. The assumption is there's a reason. And even Kal V'chomer, the people go up, think there's a reason they're going up. So this machlokas comes into play as well. Moving on to the more modern, a little bit of the later poskim as to how do they deal with this. So if you look at the Tashbetz quotes is dealing with the question of Aliyah L'Ragel Bizman HaZeh. The Tashbetz lived around 500 years ago or so, 600 probably. It says as follows, that he's discussing the issue of is there a mitzvah? Obviously he says telling the Rambam versus the Ravid. And he comes out on the side that he thinks, in fact, there is. And not only that, but he goes further. Take a look at halfway through in number 13. It says, "Kid East of Erechin," parentheses, Hamid Beis Hamid Beis. "V'yesh smach uraya shekedushas hamikdash va'ir hikayemes adayim." Hikayemes. He says, I have a raya that the Rambam is right and the Ravid is wrong. I can prove to you that there is still Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash. How am I going to prove it? Sha'adayim heimom l'regel mi Mitzrayim. Says, because to this day, people still make Aliyah l'regel from Egypt. All the Egyptians came up, 15th century, they would still do Aliyah l'regel. 15th century is a millennium and a half, almost after the Churban. So, he said, the fact that they still do it, that is a riot. Because if there's no Kedusha as a Makom, why would they do it? Bashar Ratzos, other countries as well. Yesh b'zeh remes b'medrash, he said there's a remes, kinos, b'zeh kinos b'medrash shirashirim, b'medrash pasuk ani choma. Pasuk ilu eschov v'eshmecha rai nafshi. So, what is he saying? And there's a remes to this in the Midrashim. Which Midrash is he referring to? The Medrash we did earlier about the Yonah. He said again, it's not an ironclad riot, but it's an indication that it remains there. And in fact, he goes further and says an unbelievable point. The Amru, three lines from the bottom. Ki adayin nishar mehanisim shayu b'shalayim. The miracles that used to happen at the time of Aliyah L'Regel still happen now in our days, he says. Meaning, so in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, there's Omdin Tzfufim Mishtachim Birvachim, that when everyone used to come, for example, on Yom Kippur to the Beis HaMikdash, there's an awful lot of people in an awful small amount of place. And when they were standing, they were literally shoulder to shoulder, you couldn't move. However, when it came time to do Karim, they would all lie down, and everyone had plenty of room. One of the miracles. So too in Aliyah L'Regel, no one said Tzari Yomokom. He said, there's not enough room for me. He said, so too, this continues to live on. Ki bebeis ha-knesset shem Yerushalayim, hein tzrichim ha-anshe Yomokom kol shana. The entire year is full with the people from Yerushalayim. Umismamelas pel peb AC kubits shambish chagashruas achogim yosem gimel meos ish. Then you add an additional 300 people when it comes to Shruas. What happens? Hey, so kulam heim nechnasim sham v'yoshim revachim ki adayin hi b'kedushaso. They all managed to find seats with plenty of room because it still has the kedusha. The nes of the Beis Hamikdash is replicated in the shuls. How do you like that? It's like we joke about certain shiurim here. That they have 20 seats in the room, 70 people signed up, but there's always a seat for whoever shows up. Right? So it's the same type of miracle. It's unbelievable. Who knows how it happens? Must be a certain Kedushas Makom here to Washington Heights that allows us to pull off these wonderful miracles. But the Tashbates gives Eidus that, in fact, until his day, which was closer to our day than it was to the Churban, these miracles are still happening. People are still making having Alila Regal. No, let's shift to the modern poskim. How do they deal with this machokas? Looking at Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechav Adas, number 14, he asked the question flat out: Sheila im mitzvus Alila Regal no heges gam bezman hazeh, o eino heges el bezman shehoyah beis hamikdash kayim. Bottom line: yes or no. The Vadya ends up saying, "Lefichach in sofik shemitzvah lal seregel gam bezman hazeh, liros pnei melachayim l'stofi b'chatzus Hashem b'bote knisios b'bote medrashos lachzos b'noam Hashem levakir heichalo u'beprat b'kotah ha'maravi asheru zozo shchina misham." He says, absolutely, positively. He says, interesting, he doesn't say the mitzvah, he says, is just to be in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, to be being nana from the land. Doesn't specifically say it's a mitzvah to be in the Makom HaMikdash. He says, but Prat, if the number one choice would be the Kotel. But in general, this mitzvah of general Alila Regel might not make sense necessarily to go to the Makom HaMikdash, but the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, Chodjur Shalayim, that remains. Not everybody agrees. If you look at the Sefer Mishnah Halachos, he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion. The Dabar Mashin Mistapik, again, Iyesh Mitzvah Lalos Regel Yishalayim Bezman Hazeh. Another right-on question. V'dol Mashi Mistap Galei Iyesh Bezman Hazeh Mitzvah Lalos Regel Yishalayim Yira Kodesh Shekosu B'shut Igras Moshe B'pashu D'boru Shu Dafka K'shi Beis HaBichir Rabonoi. Rav Moshe disagrees. He says the mitzvah applied only at the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash. When you could talk about Beis HaMikdash and you could talk about Karbonos, then you had such a mitzvah. But Bezman Hazeh, no. Should I say what? Oh, sorry about that. So give you the overall. So the overall says that the mitzvah is when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. However, nowadays, when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer extant, therefore the mitzvah does not apply, arguing with Rav Avadya. What does he himself own, Rav Menashe Klein? So he comes out and says, let's slip to the second paragraph, Ibra, on the other hand, Lafia Nias Daiti, according to my opinion, Afilu Asom Deleka Chiv Lalos, even according to the opinions that hold that there's no specific commandment that you have to do Alil Regel, Mikom Makom Im Ola Kia Mitzvahs Ase Doraisa. He says, however, if you do it, you do get the mitzvah Doraisa. And that's the best of both worlds. If you don't go, it's okay, and if you do go, it's a check on your behalf. Gotta love people who pass them like that. What's the reason for it? That's because you're supposed to see the Shechina. You're supposed to see God. That remains. And because we know in the Kotel, the Shechina is still there. We follow the Rambam, we don't follow the Ravid. In Kim Ha'ola Regel Kabo Pnei Ashkina, Afil Neme Bizman Azeh Leka Chil Lalos. Therefore, if a person actually does a Lila Regel, even if you can say there's no mitzvah, Avil Mikom Makom, nonetheless, Ha'ola Kabo Pnei Ashkina, Yishlo Mitzvah Da Oraisha Shal Kabolos Pnei Ashkina. Therefore, whoever does it was Mekayim the mitzvah of greeting the Shkina of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulai, and perhaps, Keis Mitzvah Yosef Gedola. Maybe the mitzvah nowadays is greater than it was. Why? Kamosh Kasot Tzion Dorish Einla. The pasuk says Tzion Darish Einla, that unfortunately Bisman is that Tzion, no one's asking for it. Mikhail Gemara tells Mikhail the boy Darish. It sees that someone you have to be asking for it. So therefore, nowadays, besides everything else, besides the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, you're also getting the mitzvah of Drisha Sion. You're going to Kosh Baruch Hu, we want to be back. We want it to be a mitzvah Lilo Rego. So Rabbi Nasha Klein says, absolutely you are. Another approach is taken by the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg, who writes, Hakisufim ha'azim v'atachuka ha'kadosha v'hanora shal hamoni beis Yisrael v'meos alfei rivei rivei voseyem. So the unbelievable amount of people nowadays that have this desire to, very poetically, to come make Alil Arego, menarvli herafai de kotel marvi, like a river they come flowing to the kotel, lahashkif al mokom ha'mikdosh, to come see the place of the Beis Hamikdash, the Beruchos, Bechagum Moed, and particularly those who come on the Regalim, who lobib neshib isman as a yeshchi of shal Alil Arego. That in no way should indicate that we still have the mitzvah of Alil Arego. The chi of Asay min haTorah ain bisman as al Aros Arego, because nowadays the bottom line is the mitzvah no longer exists. Sounding like what Moshe Feinstein. Kedkasu bepshitas peshul chasim sofer. That is what the Chasim Sofer says right now. V'gdimu levar, gam came b'shut Nodi B'Yehuda. Similarly, the Nodi B'Yehuda agreed with him that nowadays, as we'll see, the mitzvah no longer applies, unfortunately. V'shelo chiva osa ha'tara ki'im b'chargah ha'gigav olas v'yim. Because the mitzvah specifically was at a time that you could bring the karbanos. And unfortunately, nowadays, we cannot bring the karbanos. Kabanos, for King Kosov, Bipshitas, Pesefer Yodos Nidorim, right, etc., etc. The Bisman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim Ein Mitzuvim Laos Aregel. So the bottom line is the mitzvah of Aliyah Aregel is limited only to a time when there is a Beis Hamikdash. Ella, however, Huzeb Nesha Hamokom Azeh Hu Hamokom Shorish in Nikas Kodesh Kushosho Shalam Yisrael Bechal Guso. However, that doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile. He says you have to remember that even though there might not be a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the ultimate makom where we get all of our kedusha from is the makom HaMikdash. So Yisrael in general and everybody in particular. So he says, so the fact that we're all drawn to the kotel, it's not drawn because there is a mitzvah saseh to do it. Rather, we're drawn to it because all of our kedusha, all of our holiness, all of that which we are trying to do, ultimately comes from that place. The Mishnah tells us that the way kedusha works is it starts in the Makom HaMikdash, it kind of bubbles over. Right? Obviously, the Kodesh Kedoshim has the highest, and there it bubbles over. The Kodesh has a little less. The Azara, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, etc. As you spread away from it, you have less and less kedusha because it's like the Kedusha volcano. Kedusha comes bubbling up, and the closer you are, the more you're going to get hit with. Kedusha is a good thing, though. So that's the idea behind it, that he said that ultimately everyone once has this innate desire to reconnect with this Makom HaKedusha, so that's why we go back to it, but not because it's a mitzvah. It's interesting to note that one might have thought, a lot of people make claims of this, that a lot of poskim have their political feelings get involved with their poskening. Like when it comes out, then you have a machokas of whether you can use the heter mechira. So a lot of people think, of course, the Zionists are going to say yes, and the Satmar Rebbe is going to say it's a problem. Now, everyone has this general idea. It happens to not be true. I mean, it could be the reverse. I've always thought to a certain extent, if I thought that halachically this means this, so therefore hashkafically it might lead me to believe something else. But here's it happens to be a case. I just wanted to bring down a tshuva. The next one was a person whose Zionistic pedigree is definitely unquestioned. However, he happens to agree with the opinion that the mitzvah doesn't really apply nowadays. It's the tshuvas Yachal Yisrael. Who knows who wrote the Yachal Yisrael? Anybody? Anti-Zionist, all of you. Rav Lau. How do you like that? He wrote a sefer. So, not just that book of the memories. He actually wrote a sefer with tshuvas on it as well. So he also has a tshuva about it. Rav Lau in Ziachel Yisrael, number 17, writes as follows: Kachu Adin, Gam Leinyan Aliyah LeRegel, the mitzvah v'chov alek b'zmanazeh. He says, I'll tell you that b'zmanazeh, unfortunately, there is no longer a mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. Avol mikol makom rishos ikah. On the other hand, no one's stopping you. There's no downside to it. The way you should do it is if you show up with a carbon. But Yeshua Hadgish, I'd like to emphasize, he says, he said, besides all the other problems we have where the mitzvah exists nowadays, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel, you know, you don't stand on the corner of King George and Yaffa. You know, you don't go to the great synagogue. Right? The way a person has to be Mekayim the mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel is to go to the Azara, to show up with, literally in the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon. So the problem is nowadays, we can't do that. They tell the story of Rabbi Akiva Sofer, Akiva Schreiber. He was best known. He's the person who brought back most of the Meiris. Like the Meiri was a Rishon. His manuscripts were lost for hundreds of years. They were in the Vatican. So Akiva Sofer, Akiva Schreiber was involved in bringing them back. Now we have Baruch Hashem, 20 volumes of it. So they say that he used to go on the Yom Tovim to the roof of Yeshivat HaKotel and look down from there. Why did he do that? They say because he said that the mitzvah was to see the floor. So HaKotel is such a location, you get good reception, you can look down, and you can see the floor. In fact, some people said that he was machmir, he didn't use his glasses. He thought it was a chatzitza, so he looked without his glasses. Some people say he was looking the wrong way at that point, because he didn't have his glasses on. Right? But you know, that's a nice thought, it's a wonderful thing, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to show up on the Mokom HaMikdash. Nowadays, we assume the Mokom HaMikdash has Kedusha, you can't show up because you're tummy. So I'm tummy, so I'll go to the mikvah. Problem is that we just read in Parshas Pari yesterday that doesn't necessarily work. Going to the mikvah, that works if someone has some lighter type of a tumah, tumas keri, but if someone has tumas mace, someone ever went to a funeral in his life, or the like, ever came in contact with a dead person under the same roof of a dead Jewish person, that person is what's called Tumas Meis. And the only way you can get it out of Tumas Meis is to use the Paraduma. Right, we've come close recently in recent years, however, we don't have them quite yet. And we're missing other things as well, like Kohenim, for example, that can do the Avodah. We have a few issues that are still between us and taking care of that. So he says that the bottom line is you can't do Aliyah LeRegel. You can do a Zecher Aliyah LeRegel. You know, there's definitely a Rishus, and we encourage people to go to Israel, we encourage people to go to Yerushalayim, etc. But to think that you're being Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So that's point number one. Avol Baruhu Shatomei Einu Yochol Kayim Mitzviyah. If I was Tomei in the time of Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, why do we read? It's interesting. There's a famous Shitas Tosfos. The Tosfos says that not only is Parshas Zachar Daraisa, but so is Parshas Para. So everyone knows that, but none of the Achronim can figure out why. Why is Parshas Para different than Parshas Shkolim, than Parshas HaKodesh? Zachar, I know we have a Pasuk that tells us that Timcha Zechar Amalek, you have to remember them, etc. Where's the pasuk by Parshas Para? So among the answers given is the Stipler has a sefer on Chumash, Birchas Peretz, where he writes that the mitzvah is that the person. Why do we read it now? We're coming up to the regalim, and before the regalim, you have to make sure you were Torah so you can go there. Everybody, I'm living in Tinek, I'm living in Sfat, I'm living wherever I'm living, and I'm Tomei all year because I don't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, prior to the Beis HaMikdash, I got to take care of things. You know, I got to get myself Torah again. So he says that's what's going on. Parshas Para. We're hoping that, you know, people should keep in mind we should start be thinking Tumah V'Tahara, because if things work out the way that we believe they will work out, you know, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash up and running by then. We have to be ready to do it. However, if a person, for whatever reason, is not Tahor, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash, whether there's not a Beis HaMikdash, we don't gain by not having a Beis HaMikdash. Just like you couldn't keep Mekayim the mitzvah then, you still can't be Mekayim the mitzvah now. That's point number one that he makes. Says, even though this doesn't apply, he said all the Rishonim who tell stories, and even some of the Achronim who tell stories about it, indicate that even though there's no technical mitzvah, still, we very much want to do it. It's a zecher. It's to show a tshuka that we want to be in Eretz Yisrael. We want to be in Yerushalayim. We want to have the base of Mikdash. It might not be one of the 613, but admirable nonetheless. Last paragraph: the imbinyan base of Mikdash b'mher b'yameinu tachzuli tikuna mitzvah salira rego. Of course, soon enough the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt and the mitzvah will be back. El shei bo tosefes. However, you'll note that things will be a little different then. But asur lavo tachal mitzvah zo midei chodesh b'chodesh. Not only will it be three times a year, but every single month we'll have a lila rego. This idea was invented by Elal. It's in the Navi. The kain darshu chazal b'yalkut shemoni al pasuk haya midei chodesh b'chodesh. You have a kol basal ishtachvos lufnei Hashem. Amu Yisrael ribono shalom. Im atay atamachzer lanu eskavod shehayinu olim l'shosh we turn to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, and said, when will you finally bring back this mitzvah? Indicating that unfortunately it's not here now. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my children, used to be a little three times. Shiagia kates atem osidim liosham b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. Shemar hayamidi midei chodesh b'chodesh. He says that when the Beis Hamikdash comes back, it'll come back with a vengeance. We'll be able to make up for lost time. Not only will you have the Shalosh Regalim, but every single Rosh Chodesh, we will have the Mitzvah Lil Rego. It happens to be that beyond the question itself of Lil Rego, this Machlokes perhaps has with it other ramifications that affect us. For example, Yechava Das raises the following question. What if, she'ela, misha ta'a v'shol talamotu b'birchas baruch leinu miyad v'achar shmini atzeres? What if I like the same talamotu v'birchas so much that I can't hold myself back, and right after shmini atzeres I start saying it? Which is not a crazy case. Because what do we start right after shmini atzeres? So it's not beyond the thought that some person people have come up with stranger ideas before. Just like he starts saying Mashiv HaRuach, he starts saying the same Talmud Matar Levracha. So does that person have to repeat Shema Esrei? Kodem Zayin B'cheshvan. Before the 7th of Cheshvan, which is when you should start. Im Chay Rachlo Vespao Kedin Misha Tov V'Shal Talmud Matar Levracha V'Birchas Hashanah B'Mei HaKayitz. Is this the similar, let's say on August 14th I start doing, I say by accident, with halachas I'm going to have to repeat it because I said the wrong thing. Or do you say that, no, since we've already began Mashiv HaRuach, do we say that b'di'evet, since we're already asking for it, it's close enough? So we're a little bit late here. What time am I supposed to end, by the way? 10:30. So we're not late. I got plenty of time. So we'll go through it. So Rav Avadya says, besides this discussion, be the evidence or not, said there's another logical possibility we could follow. Tshuva. B'mishnah Shanino, it says in the Mishnah, B'sholosh b'marchesh v'nsholom al gishomim. The Mishnah tells us that you're supposed to start on the 3rd of Cheshvan. And the Leomeh b'shivabo. Gabriel says, no, you have to wait till 7th. Chamisha asor yom acher achad. Why? 15 days after we finish Sukkot. Kadesh agia ha'achron should be Yisrael v'nahar pras. That the last people should leave should at least make it to Nahar pras, that they're far enough away from Eretz Yisrael that the Eretz Yisrael rains will not affect them. Pirish, he explains what does it mean. Mishvil ole regalim. So he explains that at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was around, there used to be Olei Rego. Now this is interesting because this is the same Rav Avadya and the same Yechav Adas, different tshuva, different chelak, who said that there was a mitzvah. So this way he's saying, oh, this used to be then when this happened. So Rav Avadya seems to be saying that one would, might want to look back at the original tshuva and say, when he said that Bismana Zed, there's still a mitzvah, he didn't mean that there was a, literally the same mitzvah of Daraisa, one of the Taryag mitzvahs. He would just say that, you know, it's very admirable. Definitely not that there's a chiyuv. Maybe, like the Mishnah Halacha, that there's a kiyum. But you can already begin to tell Tia that he never really meant chiyuv, did not mean chiyuv. Therefore, you should wait until the seventh day of Cheshvan until to give them time to go home. That it shouldn't rain on them until they get to the border of their country. And we paskin in the Gemara, Karavim Gamliel. We don't start on the third, we start on the seventh. Which is true in Eretz Yisrael, Adaz Manazen. V'chein pasach harif sham, v'chein lashon harambam, v'shiva yomim b'marchesum sholim, esa goshomim b'irchas hashamim, kol zman shimaz kirim ha'geshem b'tfilim. So this is the quote of the Rif, the Rambam. We start on the seventh, and we keep on going from there. What's that referring to? Eretz Yisrael. That's an Eretz Yisrael. Avol kishinar v'vesuria v'mitzrayim v'mekomas hasmuchim lahem v'domim aleihem shom esek shom b'yom shishim l'achar tuvas tishrei. However, anything outside of Eretz Yisrael, Egypt, even the places right next to it, we don't do it until 60 days after the tkufa. What is the tkufa? Tkufa is what we call the autumnal equinox. What? On the Julian calendar, not on the Gregorian calendar. That's what gives us problems. So the autumnal equinox is approximately September 21st, give or take a day or so, depending on what part of the leap year cycle we're in. So 60 days after that magically becomes December 4th. Right? Doesn't really work out, but it's a different Julian calendar and Gregorian calendar. Beyond the scope of this year right now. So that's a V'chein Kosov Haran. So the Ron raises the issue, what about Bizman Azeh? He says you're still supposed to do it. So this is the Ron is the one who deals with Bizman Hazeh with no Aliyah Regel. Why is it we still do it? He says, however, if you know the Rambam and the Rif, the more major poskim, never say anything that Bizman Hazeh still happens. L'chein, Nirash Atam Hu Lefisha Achar Churban Hayu Norim Misasim Chos Viyu Saris Yisrael Lagos Regel Yushalayim. So the Ran says that what was the reason for it? The reason that we still keep on doing it is because they were still Olei Regel. So therefore, the reason that we don't start until later is because of these Olei Regel. However, the Ramban disagrees with the Ran, and the Ramban says that yes, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim, we started on Zion Cheshvan. However, nowadays there's no more Aliyah Regel, so therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, when do they start? Simchas Torah. What we call Simchas Torah, right after Shmini Atzeres, right after Shmini Atzeres. Once we move out of the sukkah, right away we start. So again, the Ramban has the assumption against the Ran that the mitzvah does not apply anymore. So Rav Avadya says, I'm not going to tell you that in general you should start right away. However, b'di'eved, if someone actually went out of his way and did start the mitzvah, the tefillah of the same Talmud Mater right after Sukkot, he does not have to repeat. Why? Because according to the Ramban, he's doing what's correct, and there's a lot of logic behind the Ramban. then unfortunately there is no Alila Regel. No Alila Regel equals no Ole Regel. No Ole Regel equals let it rain. So since it is, since the mitzvah of Alila Regel, the possum does not exist anymore, it might be a nice thing, it might be a kiyum, etc. The bottom line is not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv, means the people don't have to come. They don't have to come. We don't have to wait for them to start davening again. So Rav Avadya used this machokas for what might be even more relevant. It's to say that a bidyevet, if someone started a Saint Talamotar early, he does not have to preach Shmoneh Esrei. The last marker, which is an important one, is the famous Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda assumes that Aliyah L'Regel is gone, however it's been replaced by another mitzvah. What's that mitzvah? Chayev Adam L'Hakla Pnei Rabo B'Regel. That there is a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe on the Yom Tov. Why? Because just like the mitzvah, the ultimate Rebbe is the Shechina. We should go. Nowadays, unfortunately, we can't do that, what's involved. Therefore, as a secondary mitzvah, the Gemara in Sukkah discusses the idea of Chaim Adon Lakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel. I remember one time I had a shiva on the Chomoy Sukkahs or something, so I called up Rabbi Willig, and I said, before I asked the shiva I'm calling for, I have another shiva. Can you be Mekayim Lakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel over the telephone? He said, yes. I said, thank you, and I hung up. 5 minutes later, after the shtick points were collected, I went, then I called up with my other shiloh. But the Noda B'Yehuda notes that there still is a certain kiyum that doesn't only apply to Eretz Yisrael, it even applies to Chutz La'aretz, that person is chayav l'hakel p'nei rabo. Take a look at it inside, number 19. Im kein lefi zeh, bizman hazeh, sheba avonoseinu ragvim, niskayim v'ashimosi as mikdosheichem. And therefore, nowadays, where unfortunately the pasuk of the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed has happened. Shafilu b'shas shmamak dushoso leha v'shchino rozozo mikota amaravi. That even though it's destroyed, the Shechina remains there, the Rambam, and it remains in the Kotel. V'inanachdu hochim rekabo p'nei Shechina shamaklal. And we don't go there anymore to do the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel. The reason being because we do not do this mitzvah without bringing the karbonos that are necessary to bring along with it. So that means that since one has to do with the other, there's definitely no chiyav nowadays to be mekabel pnei rabo. People disagree. If you're not going in, Ella, sheyelach rak mekabel panav the imkain kvod gol mikavod yishamayim v'rav Yitzchak al zman hamikdash shechayv kabel pnei rabo. So the Gemara that says that chayv adam pnei rabo beregel, that also is only referring to the zman beis hamikdash kayim. Right? And now, what? No, Sheyesh Beis Mikdash. The Gemara says that he said that's only just like you're visiting the Shechina, you should visit your connection to the Shechina. He said that is only look inside, right? That's only was Masha Beis Mikdash Kayim. However, the Zman Hazeh that is no longer a mitzvah, which is interesting. This halacha, people, this is the answer to the question: how come the Shulchan Aruch never quoted the mitzvah? The Gemara says mitzvah kabel b'nei rabo b'regel. It's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Why not? So the Nabi Yehuda says, because Bizman is there, unfortunately, it's a good thing, it's supported, right? It's a good idea, but to say that there's a real chiyuv, it's only a chiyuv as long as there is a Beis HaMikdash. Thank you very much.